From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Russian jets hit Islamic State targets in the Syrian city of Palmyra, as well as the northern province of Aleppo, according to Syrian state television Tuesday, quoting a military source. The strikes destroyed 20 vehicles and three weapons depot in the Islamic State-held Palmyra. In Aleppo, they hit the towns of Al-Bab and Deir Hafer, about 20 kilometers east of a military airport currently besieged by Islamic State fighters. NATO's Secretary General has rejected Moscow's claim that its military incursion into alliance airspace over Turkey wasn't intentional or important, saying there are two separate incidents and a violation lasted for a long time. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO chief, told a news conference in Brussels Tuesday that the reported incidents were very serious.
Russia's deployment of significant forces in Syria is of great concern. Russian combat aircraft have violated Turkish airspace. This is unacceptable.
On Monday, NATO ambassadors met in special session and condemned what they termed Russia's irresponsible behavior. The ambassadors also called on Russia to cease such practices. Attackers fired rockets Tuesday at a hotel in southern Yemen that the government has been using since returning from exile in Saudi Arabia in July. Officials and residents said the assailants fired three rocket-propelled grenades, including one at the gate of the hotel. Another targeted an area housing pro-government troops from Yemen's Gulf allies. The officials and residents reported casualties, but there was no immediate information on how many were killed. VOA News. Israeli forces Tuesday knocked down the homes of two Palestinians who carried out deadly attacks in Jerusalem last year before being killed by police. The demolitions included homes belonging to the families of a man who killed five worshippers and a police officer in an attack on a synagogue, as well as that of another man who killed one person with the bulldozer. Israeli forces also sealed off part of a house linked to a Palestinian who shot a Jewish activist. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had pledged late Monday to speed up the demolition of terrorist homes and to jail terror suspects without trial. U.S. Army General John Campbell, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan Monday, said the Afghan military, not U.S. forces, called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. General Campbell says U.S. forces strive to avoid civilian casualties.
As you know, the United States military takes extraordinary steps to avoid harm to civilians. However, the Taliban have purposely chosen to fight from within a heavily urbanized area, purposely placing civilians in harm's way. We will continue to take all necessary steps to avoid future civilian casualties. Again, I want to offer my deepest condolences to those innocent civilians who were harmed and killed on Saturday.
Afghan officials say 10 to 15 fighters were hiding in the hospital and on its grounds. However, that's a claim rejected by the medical charity group. Two executives were sent fleeing from a meeting with union activists who singled them out and ripped off their suit jackets and shirts. The Air France meeting Monday was intended to detail plans to cut 2,900 jobs and slash money-losing routes. However, the mayhem broke out when executives told the staff that more cuts were needed. The prime minister made a hasty visit to Air France headquarters Tuesday. The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded today. Here is the announcement from the organization's Secretary General, Göran Hansen.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics to Takaaki Kajita and Arthur B. MacDonald.
The two scientists won the prize for their discovery of neutrino oscillations, which show that neutrinos, which is the second most abundant particles in the universe next to photons, have mass. The Nobel Committee said in a statement that the research done by Kajita of the University of Tokyo, as well as MacDonald of Queen's University in Canada, has changed the world's understanding of the innermost workings of matter. More on that at voanews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.